I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good
as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord.
Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us on Bubbles and Bitches. This is Brandy.
And Darnell.
Yo, girls. Well, I have to say, like, go Eagles.
Yes.
Yay. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Greg and Brandy's team and, like, my adopted team because I don't really have one.
I'm an Eagles fan by injection.
Yes. And I am one by association.
Yes, that's right. So
now going to the Super Bowl.
We have some, like, pretty cool news and stuff, but we're going to go see Annabelle in San Francisco on February 17th.
Yes, her live show in San Francisco on the 17th. We are going. I cannot believe.
We're having a two-night girls trip.
I can't believe this. We, it was a whim. Like, I know. Yesterday, you're like, should we go? And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
We just fucking bought tickets. Like, we bought plane tickets. I'm like, who are we?
Boom.
And like, I was mentioning this to Brandy before we started recording. You know, I was like talking to my husband. I was like, so there's, you know, the podcast that we love, Adderall and Compliments, and Annabelle's going to come on our show. She's having this live podcast in San Francisco. And he's like, okay. Like, you know, kind of listening, but like not really listening, you know, just like going along. And I'm like, Brandy and I would really like to go, and we'll go on Friday. We'll come back Sunday really early. I'm like, what do you think? Is that okay? And he's like paused and he's like, sure, that's fine. Yeah, like not even thinking about, not even asking questions. I'm like, God damn it, you're a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you might get some, Randall. No.
Well, that's why he said yes.
I know, right?
He's don't like, get it twisted.
He's like, what is this going to do for me? Oh, yeah, the LA trip. He like made me shake on it. He's like, I get sex 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. I already booked the hotel. I did not sign up for this. Yeah, that was LA. So who knows San Francisco?
Oh my God, girl.
I know.
Stop. You better hold on to your panties.
On my birth control. Okay.
It's okay. When you get back from San Francisco, I'll make sure to install a chastity belt.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Oh my God.
You're like, joke's on you, motherfucker. Yeah. He's like, Max was terrible. You're like,
sorry. I had such a great time. I'm so excited, though. I still can't believe that we're doing this.
I know. Well, I actually wanted to totally, I didn't want to drink actually until
March.
Until St. Patty's Day. Because we are huge St. Patty's Day people.
Yeah.
And it's on a Saturday this year. So, you know, Mama Celestino is going to rock the house.
We got to do it right.
We're doing it right. We don't know if we're staying here or we're going out yet because it is Saturday. So it might be fun going out.
Yeah.
But then
it might be crazy going out.
It might be crazy going out too. Yeah. It might be really crowded. So. Yeah. So we got to hash those plans out, but I was kind of excited because my boss ass bitch moment, I still don't feel like wine actually, which is a huge deal for me. I don't care about drinking right now at all. I'm like kickstarting this, feeling good again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm right on board with you too. I'm not going to go all the way until March. I know that, but.
Well, not I'm now. Not... Now we're not. Now because we're going to San Francisco.
I know. We have to have a toast up there. Like,
oh yeah, we're fucking going all out.
a few toasts.
We're gonna have like a few toasts a night.
Yeah.
a few toasts an hour.
This is what I asked Randy. Okay, I'm like you know, Brandy is not the best flyer, you know, sometimes you get nervous on the flights. Yes. Right,
so I'm already gonna get pills.
So I was like we'll probably have a drink before we get on the plane.
Oh, and then, we're gonna, girl, airport drinking's the best.
And then I asked Randy, I'm like, it's a short flight. I said, they're not gonna have any drinks on the plane, huh? I was like all depressed.
They'll have one.
He's like, you can bring some stuff on there. He's like, it's frowned upon, but you could. I'm like, we can, like, so I'm gonna look at that shit. But I was like, it's such a small, it's such a short flight. I'm like, not going to be anything on the plane.
I think we get one drink.
That's, we're going
to
get
because we still get one drink to Vegas. San Francisco is a half hour longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So we get.
So we're starting the trip.
We are starting the trip.
In the airport.
Yes. Now then, also on top of that, you guys, the Eagles are going to Super Bowl.
Yes.
So guess what? This is a huge deal because the Eagles have not won a Super Bowl, period.
Ever, huh?
Ever.
Oh,
So this actually happened, I believe Greg said like 5 years ago against
Patriots. Oh, so it's a rematch.
It's a rematch. And Carson Wentz is like literally the bomb.com young new quarterback. Uh-huh. And he is killing it. But he got hurt.
Yeah, that's what he
So now there Nick Foles is playing. And
Look
Nick,
at
Foles,
you.
Nick Foles is like got something to prove.
Okay.
I mean,
oh,
Nick
good.
Foles is like, I'm not a fucking backup, bitches.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
fucking
like,
good.
This is my time to shine.
This is so he's doing, you know, he's got something to prove, which is good because hopefully they'll play good. They won, I believe, I think it was like 40-7 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think
it was
that's
crazy.
What you're saying. Yeah, they blew him out.
Yeah, they blew
And they
him.
Were not even expected to win. Greg
no.
was like, it's a total surprise.
Yes.
So they need this momentum going into the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
They do.
So that being said.
So that being said, we're fucking drinking on
Super
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I mean, somebody twist my arm.
I mean, we weren't planning on it, but I mean, this
no.
is, hey, this only comes happens once in a while.
Yeah,
so
that means we'll be drinking in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
2 weeks.
I don't know.
I think
is
it's
it like
2 weeks.
Second or something? Or
Yeah, so not next week and the weekend after that.
Yeah, so 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then
so
we'll
we
and
go.
Then we'll have a week and then we'll drink in San Francisco.
Oh my gosh. And then that Monday we are doing our recording with Michelle Prentice.
Michelle Prentice, our astrologer.
Ooh, that's gonna be a rough Monday.
Oh yeah. We're gonna be that's gonna be our first our first hangover.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I think you know, I really am gonna play it slow.
I was like, we have to, because it's gonna hurt. It's gonna
hit
us.
Worried about my heart. So should I go into my bug my ass moment?
Yeah, go into bug my ass.
Okay, so I know some of you guys know that I've been feeling like my heart is like skipping a beat or
palpitations.
Or like it has palpitations. Uh-huh. And this is TMI, but I'm getting like two periods a month also. So I have this app called MyFlow. Thanks, Joanna. And it's a really cool app. But what it does is it tracks, you put down when your period is, it tells you when you're ovulating, what foods to eat, like all kinds of stuff, like
uh-huh.
during your whole cycle
okay.
of your month.
Yeah.
And so every time I put in, I started my period, I seem to start my period every 20 days.
Oh, okay.
So every time I mark it, this little thing will pop up like, do you want a tip? And you're
uh-huh.
like, yes, I do want a tip.
Right,
What's
yeah.
going on? And it says, you know, so you click on it and it says every time, get your thyroid checked, your hormones are off.
Oh, wow. Wow. All
yeah.
from the app is telling
all
you.
From the app. Yeah. But I do have to tell you guys that Michelle Prentice, the astrologer that we are going to have on at the end of the month, is fucking amazeballs. But she told me a few months ago when I first got my reading with her, you need to get your thyroid checked because mm-hmm. it's coming up in your chart. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. at the time, I was having these heart palpitations, but it was pretty much when I was hungover.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that's weird, but uh-huh. but you do get an irregular heartbeat when you're hungover.
Right.
So
so you thought it was linked to
So
that.
I pretty much thought that. And then all of a sudden, it started creeping in on regular random days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, and it's scary because you're like, what
what's
is
going
it
gonna
stop?
My heart?
Like, what's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah, what? yeah.
So I have another reading with Michelle, and she says, did you go get your thyroid checked yet? And I said, no. She goes, you need to go get that checked.
Right.
It's affecting your body, she said. And she said to me on the phone, It could cause your heart to race. Do you have that? And I was like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
And I didn't know until she said that. And so that next day I fucking made an appointment to go see Dr. Kin. So now I have a special relationship with Dr. Kin.
Yes.
Dr. Kin is my Asian persuasion love
uh-huh.
doctor. I've had her for 20 years. Now, she has no bedside manner at all, okay? But I also am a hypochondriac when I go see her. I used to go to the doctor all the time for shit. Like, totally thought I would have blood clots before, like, when I'm flying.
Uh-huh.
So I would go to her and be like, okay, Dr. Kin, I'm going to Ireland. What do I do in case I get a blood clot on the plane?
She's like, oh my God, it's Brandy again.
Yes. No, she really does. Like she literally rolls her eyes at me. But this is a doctor that like I'll go in there and I'll get weighed and then she'll be like, she'll sit down on the chair and she'll say to me, oh, Brandy, you're too fat, honey. You need to lose weight. And I'm like, You're like, oh my God, dang. Dr. Ken, I know.
She's all straight blunt. Not straight even blunt. Like,
she doesn't even, give a fuck.
Hey, honey, I think, you know, maybe you should lose. No, she's like, you're too fat. Like,
no. Yes.
But you know what?
Yes.
Sometimes we need to hear
and
that.
And then she'll say, well, sometimes we do need to hear it, but you know what? It didn't cause me to do anything about it. I mean, this shit was like fucking 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, she tells me all the time. But she'll also say like, oh, and you know you're obese, right? Oh, and I'm like, God. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
She goes, you need to do something about this. You're deathly obese. I'm oh, like, my God. Oh, my God.
Jeez. Thank
so
you, doctor.
All the listeners are like, get a fucking new doctor. Yeah. You know what? I get it. I do need to get a new doctor, but there's something about her when I go see her that is fucking funny. And I can't help it.
It's funny, but
I like to see. I'm like, ooh, what's she going to say to me this time when I go in there? Like, I get all like a
what's
dog,
gonna,
my tail's wagging. I'm like,
what's going to make me cry today?
What's going to make, yeah, right? So this time I go in there and I'm down 30 pounds. From the last time I weighed in with her. No joke. I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I am down 3 more pounds than before we started cheating during Christmas.
Right. Got it. Hey.
So now I'm down 30.
Yeah. So yeah. You lost
because
those
I gained
three.
Back. You know, I know. Gained back like 10 pounds.
I know. So you lost those extra pounds right now without drinking and doing the keto and stuff.
Yeah. So we are now 3 weeks of clean eating. And we're doing the keto diet. So I will be posting more about the keto diet later. But anyway, I go to the doctor and she has the same nurse that's been with her for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she says, what brings you in? And I said, well, I feel like I might have a thyroid problem. I have like my heart feels like I have heart palpitations. I'm getting 2 periods a month. And I feel like I have a little bit of a dry skin, more than I've ever had in my life. And she's like, okay, yeah, these are things. And I said, and I'm also always tired, exhausted.
Right.
She's like, okay. All right. Yeah, those are symptoms of your thyroid. Your thyroid basically can mess up a lot of stuff in your body.
Right.
And so she said, let Dr. King come in and we'll do everything. My blood pressure was high. And she's like, we'll take it again after you see Dr. King. So, which is hilarious because it was even higher after Dr. King walks in and is
That's
like,
so, funny.
So she congratulates me that I'm no longer taking Klonopin again because she's super excited that I'm not taking it. And I haven't been taking it since Bill passed away. So what? We're going on 4 years this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I've been off
pregnant.
Klonopin. I've been drug free. Well, not really, because I do like to smoke a doob now. But anyway,
off of pills. That's what you are.
I've only gotten high twice, though. Okay, so then, she says to me, "Okay, what's wrong?" And I said, "Well, I just started my period again, and it's 20 days." Mm-hmm. And I go, "I have heart palpitations that are scaring the shit out of me." She goes, "Don't drink coffee." I'm like, no, Dr. Kim. Like, I know something's wrong with my body.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. I mean, that's exactly. I'm not exaggerating. Next time you come with me and you fucking see the glorious of Dr. Kim.
Dr. Kim. Yeah.
So I say, well, you know, and my skin, I feel like my skin's dry. And she goes, it's the weather.
She's just writing off all
she's
of
She's just
these
writing
things.
Off all, because she knows
you're a hypochondriac.
I do. Then she says, then I say, yeah, and I'm always tired. She goes, mm-hmm. Well, you did come down 30 pounds. I'm very proud of you. You need to use a lot more. I said, I know. She goes, that's why you're probably tired. That's why. Because you're overweight. I'm like, okay.
That's just it.
And I'm tired because I'm overweight. Again.
That's just it. Yeah.
Then she's on the computer and she goes, I give her the pharmacy. And then she says to me, okay, so we're going to do all these tests for you. I'll do diabetes and cholesterol and all the workup.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, and then I'll do thyroid and I'll do leukemia. And I go,
oh my God.
Leukemia? I go, what the fuck, Dr. Ken? You think I have leukemia?
That's not what you tell you.
What the fuck? And she's like, no, standard. It's standard test. Oh my God, Dr. Kin, you don't tell me you're giving me leukemia. Just give it to me.
Of all
it's like
people.
An AIDS test, okay? Yeah, I don't want the fucking test, But just if I'm going to have it, just do it. Don't tell me.
Of all people.
She goes, oh, no, standard. Nothing to worry about. I go, okay. And then I said, well, can I get, like, my hormones checked? She goes, why? You have your period. And I'm like, Dr. Ken, you're giving me a leukemia test, but you don't want to check my fucking hormones?
Oh, my God.
She goes, no, we checking thyroid. Oh my God. That's different hormone. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And I look at her. I go, no, Dr. Ken, I really want a whole workup. Good. I want my hormones checked.
Yeah, good.
And she looks at me. She goes, okay, get your hormone checked.
Good thing you spoke up. Yeah, jeez.
Oh, no. Well, because
you have to.
I have to with her because I cry wolf a lot, right? Yeah. And she likes to call me on my bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
but for once, you're actually just trying to do almost like it's not preventative, but you're just trying to see what is really going on in my body.
Yeah, because something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I know something is wrong. I'm not, it's not in my head. Heart palpitations are not normal.
Yeah.
So it could be blood pressure. It could be thyroid. It could, I mean, God, I hope.
To find out what it is. Yeah.
Michelle said nothing in your chart says heart condition. You don't have to worry about that. She's like, it's your thyroid. I can almost promise you.
Mm-hmm.
So anywho,
oh my God.
Y'all need to call fucking Michelle Prentice because she's the one that told me you need to go get this checked. I'm like, huh?
You're like,
what are you talking about?
I never even thought about that.
I never thought about that. And then I swear to God, like the past few months, that heart palpitation is getting worse and worse. And I'm like, So I cut caffeine out. It has.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't been drinking coffee, for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's literally dropped. My heart palpitations have dropped like 3/4.
Well, we also talked about you're pretty sensitive to caffeine.
Very sensitive. Yeah. Like I get when I drink caffeine, my butt sweats.
Yeah.
Literally, my asshole sweats.
When you drink, like if she has like 2 cups, like she's jittery and she's like shaky.
I cannot have 2 cups.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you're shaky.
Yes.
I like had a monster the other day.
When God, I was so nervous. I'm like, what is the monster do to you?
Yeah, we went to go interview Allie. I had a monster like for breakfast.
I know.
And you're like, you're going to drink that? Are you okay drinking that? I'm like, I'm fine. You're like, are you sure you can? That's a big monster. Are you going to drink all of it? I'm like, yes, bitch, I'm fine. I'm okay. I will drink this. I'll be fine.
And Gray can drink coffee and go straight to bed.
Oh, yeah. I can, too.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah. I mean, I have to. My coffee is in the morning.
Uh-huh.
If I have anything past noon, I am up all night.
Yeah, super sensitive.
I've got to take medication, go to sleep, which is I like to do anyway.
Yeah.
I like to take my Bennies, my Benadryl. But anyway, that's my bug my ass moment is my doctor because she is fucking too much. But I hate to love and love to hate her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I see her, she kills me.
Yeah, and she knows you. So
she does, but she's probably she's got a 2-star rating. Okay. Yeah. But the fucking 2-star rating, it's hilarious.
Oh my God.
It is absolutely hilarious how
what people say. Their comments, yeah.
Yes. So funny. Oh, real quick, I want to say there's a few people that I want to give a shout out to. Thank you, Stephanie Baldwin, for making me and Darnell cry.
Oh my God, seriously.
That was amazing.
Made us cry. She did this amazing shout out to us about our podcast, telling all of her friends like how much she loved us.
I posted it on the Bubbles and Bitches Facebook wall and then my personal Facebook too. It was so sweet. I was going to read it, but people can go on and read it.
Yeah, go check out our Facebook. And like,
it made us cry. It was it just made us want to do this even more. She nailed the podcast. She's like,
she went through like, you know, they do bug my ass and they do boss moments and their husbands come on and they do this.
And our husband episodes are her and her man's favorite.
They love them.
I know. So now I'm Facebook friends with her family, her husband.
I know, me too.
I'm like, they're my family too.
I know. I'm like, they're all my friends. These are where my friends are. Like,
it's so cute.
Like made not even just our day, like our month, our year. Like we were both like,
I know.
I'm like, I'm dying. I'm at work.
I know. Greg comes home. He's like, oh my gosh, he said that Stephanie girl is so cute. Did you see what she put? And I'm like, yes, I fucking put it up there.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
You're like,
how do you think it got there, motherfucker?
Well, I was at work and I was like on break and I read it and I was like, oh my God, like, don't cry. You're at work. And I come back and my assistant's looking at me and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, we just got the sweetest message about our pot. I was like, don't cry. Don't cry. Like, I was like, shit, I was having like a breakdown. It was great. It just felt so good.
And I also have to say, I need to give also another shout out to our girl, Michelle Annalise Gibbons.
Yes.
Because she's also been
very supportive and checking on you. And
since the beginning, she's like been our road dog too. And she is always checking on me.
Yeah.
Making sure I'm okay. I just want to say thank you, girl, because that's very nice. It makes me, you and Steph and Judy B.
Yeah.
There's so many more now. I mean, really, it was just a few and now it's growing and I am so thankful.
I was going to say like this podcast has really opened so many more doors for us, but like, has brought in so many good people into our lives. Like, we are really, we're friends. Like,
I know.
I text Judy, like, all the time.
I know. Judy B, thank you also for keeping us in line. That girl keeps us in line. Oh, you know what I mean?
She's like, no, you're wrong. No, that's not true.
Did you, last time we said that, she's like, I never tell you guys I'm wrong. I know. She's like, shut up, fuckers.
She takes care of us.
She does take care of us. But I just want to thank all of you for making us feel so special. It's just so surreal because we still can't believe that we have you guys.
Listen,
we can't believe that people listen and that our numbers grow every month. We have not had one month where our numbers dip.
Where we've dipped, yeah. But
and then we got a new listener. I think it's Tyler on Adderall and Compliments.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think he's from Australia.
I think so.
Michelle loves him.
Right.
Oh, so he told me that he started on episode one.
Oh my God.
I go, oh my God. I said,
you're like, don't listen to that. We weren't good.
I know, right? Oh my gosh.
Better.
I said, I would love to go back and listen to us like in the very beginning to see how far we've come. Because I mean, shit, maybe we were good back then too. Because I thought we were
fucking funny. We had some funny episodes.
Yeah. Episode two with the Snapple is really good. Oh my God.
I still, when I listened to that one like over and over and that still makes me crack up. Like,
yes. For sure. Oh,
so let me do my bug and my boss and then we can get into the episode.
Gotcha.
So my boss, kind of on similar with you, like you're keeping the dry month and you're not wanting wine. I'm doing my workouts finally.
Yes.
Okay. I was supposed to start January 2nd. I started January 15th. Okay.
That's okay.
But
you've been dieting.
Yes.
You know, 85% is what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah. So I've been doing the keto diet the whole time. I have not had anything to drink the whole time.
Have you finally weighed yourself or no?
No, but I'm getting very close.
Okay.
I told Randy.
You really should.
I told him today, I said, we should probably get a scale.
Yeah.
I don't even own a scale, but I did tell him I'm still really nervous to see my number. And just because I don't know if we've talked about too much on our podcast about it, but like, I went through kind of not an eating disorder, but I just had like very much like body dysmorphia and I was obsessed with how much I weighed. So I wouldn't eat so my number would stay at a certain time. So I'm just afraid to kind of fall back into that kind of a pattern.
Okay.
So I told Randy when we get a scale, because now that I'm working out, I do want to see my progression. But I think when I first get on the scale, I'm going to have Randy look at the number and like write it down. I'm not going to look at it.
Okay.
And then as I keep weighing myself, as I'm progressing, as it starts to go down, then I think seeing.
But he could tell you like you lost 3 pounds this week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what I'm going to do. So
that's good.
Because that'll be motivation.
That's a good idea.
To keep it going. But I won't be like obsessed with a number, you know?
Yeah.
And I used to be that. Like I thought I had to be a certain amount. And if I was 2 pounds over, I like wouldn't eat. So I don't want to do that anymore. I've come so far.
You have.
So I just don't want to fall into that. But I think that's what I'll do. So yeah, that's my boss, is that I've been working out. Oh my God. I've been waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning, working out. I'm fucking tired. I've been doing my cardio. I went for usually I go for a walk for 35 minutes in the trails behind our house. So there's like inclines and hills and stuff.
Okay.
And this morning, Laura, J.R. Scott's wife.
Oh, yes.
She came over to my house this morning because she's totally into fitness and she's in amazing shape. So I'm like, girl, you got to help me. Like, push me. We walked for 50 minutes. I am so fucking sore. Like,
and she pushed you, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired. I'm going to slow down. She's like, no, you got to go. Keep going. Keep going. Push. Go faster. I'm like, and she's taller than me. So she walks fucking faster. I'm like, this is already fast for me. Like, I can't go faster. But it was really good. I had a really good time with Laura. And
that reminds me of, like, you know, Christmas Story when the little kid's like way in the back. That would be me.
Yeah, you're like, wait for
me. I'd be like, wait, guys. Wait, guys.
Wait for me, you guys. Yeah. But I had it was a really good morning. I had a good walk with her. It was really, it was a good moment.
Good.
And it like makes, it's more motivation.
Yes.
So I feel good about it.
Are you guys gonna work out again?
Yeah, she wants to do another walk at our house. She likes the trails behind our house. So
oh, cool.
Potentially Sundays might be when we do our walks.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like her best day and mine too.
So, okay, yeah.
And we just, she got there at 8 in the morning and then 8:50 she left because that was our end of our walk. So
okay.
It was great.
Wow.
Get it done early in the morning.
And you don't have to worry about it.
But
huh?
of course, the one Sunday morning that Max sleeps in, I have to get up and work out because Laura's coming over.
What time did he get up?
7:30
Shut up.
7:30 And I'm like looking at the clock. He's still asleep. I'm like, fuck. She's on her way. I can't. Well, she wasn't on her way, but I'm like, I know she's yes. supposed to be here. I can't cancel. I need to work out. I'm like, God damn it. Always happens. So I'm yeah. up getting ready to go for a fucking walk in like the freezing cold.
Yeah.
And he's still sleeping. I'm like, God
That's
damn it.
That's so
like,
funny.
I was like, shit.
Well, we should give a shout out to J.R. Scott and tell him that, God damn, people want him back. So
yeah,
yes, we got the best feedback on him. They're like, that motherfucker's funny.
They loved him.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll definitely have J.R.
So thank you, J.R., for coming on last. Maybe we should do, like, maybe he should come on, like, once a month.
That would be good.
And recap some shit with us.
And we can have him do, like, different shows.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
maybe, like, Vanderpump can be, like, a staple because I think that was his favorite and yeah. it's our favorite. But maybe he can watch other
ones. And we'll do some WAGs. And
yeah.
Maybe we should both do, like, some, I don't know, 28 fucking kids and counting.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? just to watch one. No, just kidding. I can't stand the Duggars.
No.
Let me tell you guys.
No.
I will not watch the Duggars.
No.
I will not buy anything that has the
no
Duggars
magazines.
Attached on it. I
no.
will not do clickbait with anything
no.
that the Duggars have. I can't fucking stand that family, and I think they're fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And so I will not listen to interviews. I won't do any of that because I said, fuck that family.
So we won't be watching
fuck
that
them.
Show. But maybe we can watch like My 600-Pound Life or something.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the one that Laura and JR like.
Gross. JR does not like that. JR is like, what the fuck are we watching?
Okay, so let me tell you about my bug my ass.
Okay.
Okay, so it happened to me this week. And I stopped at the gas station before work, and I just went to get coffee. Because I just wanted something. It was cold. I just wanted just, you know, plain little coffee, whatever. I have my Stevia at work.
Yeah.
So I just wanted a nice hot cup of coffee. So I'm in the gas station, whatever. Pouring my coffee, and this guy, I swear to God, he looked like a skinny Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
He had this blonde mullet. Seriously. He had the tan weathered skin.
Girl, he's working it out.
He was.
Were you, oh my God. Were you like, you are hot?
Yeah, I'm hot, totally. My type, all the way. So I'm getting my coffee, and he walks in, and he's like, whoa. Like, so fucking loud. He's like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, I'm almost done. Like, you know, he's like, no, I'll wait. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like getting my, I'm like, took me aback a little bit. So I'm getting my coffee. And then he's like, he's like still staring at me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm almost done. Like, why don't you come and get your coffee? And he's like, no, I never mess with fire. He's like, I will wait for you. And I'm like, and so loud and obnoxious,
oh.
so loud. I'm like, oh my God, no, you're not. So I'm getting my coffee, and I'm, like, rushing because it's other people are coming in. I'm getting, like, flustered.
You're all embarrassed.
Yeah. And because he's like, oh, I wait for a fire, whatever. So then I go to pay, and, like, he's just saying, like, more stuff like, oh, excuse me. Oh, go ahead. Like, just very loud and, like, just obnoxious. So I'm paying for my coffee, and the gas attendant, he's like, I'm sorry. He's always like that. I'm like, don't apologize for him, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't apologize for him. Like, whatever. So I was trying to ignore him, but then he's standing outside as I'm about to go outside, and he's like, bye, have a good day. Like, you know, it's very, like, obnoxious and that kind of thing. So I just look straight back at him, and I'm like, bye, you too. Like, just very, like,
fake.
Yes. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to ignore you because I don't know if that makes him feel better. You
yeah,
know? So
yeah.
I'm going to give it right back to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So I just walked out.
I thought he was hitting on you.
I think he was, but it was extremely rude.
Oh, okay.
Like, extremely rude and tacky and just so
and
that's
just gross.
Yeah. So just to get back at him, I was just as obnoxious towards him, but it just like set my whole morning.
That's funny.
I was like, ew.
Ew. Go away.
Yeah.
Go away, old man.
Leave me alone.
You're like, I'll hit an old man.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep on walking.
I don't hold back.
That was a funny part on Hangover. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Man.
Should we jump?
We should jump into it. And let me tell you what we're going to hit up first. What do I got first here?
The episodes, I think, were pretty good this last time.
Yeah, no, they were. Okay, let's hit up Atlanta real quick.
Okay.
First of all, Sheree is back with some fucking cute hair.
Yes.
She is done. We're done with that funky ass blonde hair.
That blonde wig. I'm so glad it's gone.
Yes. Except for her interviews.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I wrote that. Yeah. The wig is still there for her interviews, but she is looking so good. She looks so good. The first season of Atlanta.
I don't like that she likes a convict, but.
No, I know. She could do something better.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Did you hear the conversation with him? Like, she's like, my back still hurt. Like, she's talking to him when he's in prison.
I know.
And she's like, my back still hurts from the accident. He's like, oh, I got something to make your back feel better. I'm like, ew, 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 ew.
I know.
Ew. You're in prison. You're not coming out till
she's
the end
like,
of the
that
year.
That is not going to make my back feel better, boo.
I'm like, that's so gross.
I know.
But season one of Atlanta was on today, and I was watching bits and pieces of it. Sheree has not changed. She looks so good. Her face
looks
great.
She has not changed, and her whole personality has not changed.
Yeah.
What's up with Nene? Why is she, like, tripping so much with all this?
I don't know.
She holds a grudge and cannot let it go.
But it's for nothing.
But it's nothing. Like, Sheree's like, I thought we were good. Like, yeah. What the fuck? What, yeah, what are these elephants we got?
Yeah, so Kim and Sheree are at a cocktail restaurant.
Yes.
Waiting for Nene. They're supposed to have drinks.
Nene's like, I'm not doing that.
She fucking
fuck
didn't
you
show
guys.
Up at all. She didn't even
and
tell them.
And then Kim's
them.
Like, what happened? She's like, oh, you're mad because I saw you in a handicap?
Yeah.
I saw you park in a handicap stall. Yeah. Why are you pissed?
There's a lot of elephants in the room.
Okay. And then, I know. Like, and then Sheree's like, wait, I got an elephant too? What did I do?
And she never said what Sheree did. She never said what Sheree did.
I know.
Sheree didn't do nothing to her.
I don't know.
Oh,
she
man.
Didn't. I don't even think Kim did.
No, I don't think so.
Although Brielle did.
Brielle did. Yeah.
God damn it, Brielle.
Cockroaches.
Those weren't even cockroaches, first of all.
Were they like crickets? I don't know. No,
I don't know. They were fucking ugly, but they were not cockroaches. They were nasty, though.
But to post that on Snap, that was just like...
Well, that was big shade. You know what I mean?
And you're asking for it. You're messing with Nene. You think she's not going to say nothing?
I know.
Come on.
Nene's going to tear it up.
So Nene doesn't show up. They don't get their drinks.
They don't, yeah.
Well, they get their drinks.
They get their drinks, so then they start having a good time. But I was cracking up because then... Kim's like, oh, I know about Candy.
Oh, yeah.
Candy asked me if she could lick my box. I'm like, stop it right now. Stop it.
Yeah, she's like, I would.
Lick your box?
Yeah, I
would never
let her
heard
lick
of
my
that.
Box. I've never,
I've heard of Biscuit.
You say Biscuit.
Oh, yeah, Bubbles and Biscuits.
I think you made up Biscuit, but I never heard of lick my box.
I've never heard
I'm
of lick my
I'm
box,
I'm not
going
to call it a box. Like
I know. That's not a box.
No.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. That was funny.
I know. That shit was funny. But obviously, Candy and Todd hit the bed with other women.
It seems like they do threesomes.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? But, yeah.
Yeah, we're moving on. If that's their jam and they have a good marriage and they can focus like that, then whatever.
And
like,
Candy's very open about her sexuality. She
let
has
her lick
line.
Other boxes,
Leave
ladies.
Her alone. Yeah, let her have some fun.
Maybe she likes to lick boxes.
Yeah, it's fine.
She can lick my box.
To
no,
each
I'm
their
just
own.
Kidding. She can lick my box.
Oh, my God. Which box?
Candy, you won't come lick my box? Ew, that was gross. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I'm not touching that one.
Okay, not touching that one. Okay.
I'm not what? Touching your box.
Don't touch my box, girl. That would be weird. Okay. What the fuck? Is Kenya doing giving Cynthia
oh God.
Fucking advice on
her
dating and
yeah.
relationship
yeah.
and how long you should date somebody. I'm like, whoa.
Right? Bitch, you just married somebody.
That's like Lala on VPR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sick and tired of men cheating. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You're the cheater.
You're a wrecker.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so Cynthia was doing this fundraiser where she's getting donations for school supplies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend Will comes, and okay, that little kiss that he gave her, wasn't that hot? That was hot.
Oh, girl.
It was such a little kiss, but
fucking gorgeous.
But he like just grabbed her chin and like,
oh, I was like, God. Stop it right now.
I fucking rewound it and I watched it again.
I'm getting a lady boner.
I was like, ooh, that was a good kiss.
I'm like, babe, the Eagles won.
Who else is going to win? No.
You just won two tonight, boo.
No, but that kiss was, and it was a little kiss. It wasn't even like make out. It wasn't even tongue. It was a nice kiss.
Little kiss.
Sensual.
We don't get those kisses like that. No. Does that like go away?
Apparently, we don't
get
them.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big kisser either. I'm like.
Yeah.
We're not. And then, you know, when he goes in for a kiss in the morning, I'm like, oh no, we're not doing that. You know?
Go get that mouthwash. Come back to me after you get that mouthwash.
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit, though.
No, they don't.
Greg is just like, come here, you hunk of burning love.
We're not first dating anymore, you know?
I know, it's like, yeah. I want to know how many out there, like, still have long, passionate kisses, though.
Like, make-out sessions or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I mean, that goes away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, can you
once
please
in a while we'll do.
Stick it in?
Just get to the good stuff. Once in a while we'll do a make-out, but not like, it's few and far between.
Yeah,
It's few and far between.
It's like when you can't do it or something. Then you get all.
Well, it's all pent up.
It's all pent up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that. But I would like to know.
Are you guys still making out?
Are you guys still making out? Can you please
with
let
your
us
husbands
know?
That you've been with for over 10 years?
Yeah.
Not if you've been with them for a year.
Yeah. No, don't. I don't want to hear from you.
You got to hit that 10-year mark and let us know if you're still making out.
Or actually, I want to hear from you because I'm sure the sex is really awesome.
Oh, you can send us some stories. Yeah. Read some stories.
Yes, and we'll vote on the best
yes,
session.
That's good.
Oh my god!
New
Send
contest.
In your makeout sessions, and we will have a little contest.
That's fine.
I don't know what the winner will be.
I don't know.
Maybe a reading with Michelle Prentice. Yeah. Or something.
Yeah, she'd be like, "Well, your love life is great." What?
I'm like, now Michelle, they won the best sex contest. Oh, send a little god. Video too if you want.
We are too light.
Oh,
is so funny.
Shit. Where did that come from?
We're not even drinking.
We're not. I know. I didn't even take a little puff puff.
No, you didn't. Next time, oh, I'm going to take God. A little puff puff. Ooh, maybe we should do puff puff in San Fran.
Oh.
Because I won't have any babies.
You don't have any babies. That's right. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should, but.
Yeah, I can try.
Should I? Well, I have to put it in my suitcase.
Can you take? You can't take that on. That can't be a carry-on,
hey,
can it?
Hey, we can ask the kittens. They will fucking
yeah,
hook it
hey,
up.
Oh yeah, kittens,
they will
let
us know.
How do we bring a vape pen?
Annabelle's like, those are my kittens, bitch. I'm like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, they are.
We're like, hey, kittens.
We're like Bubbles and Kisses, kittens.
Oh, man.
No, but I've read some stuff, and they've got tricks.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how you get shit home. How do
yes.
you do this?
And, like, but a vape pen, I think that will be easy.
Oh, fucking, we'll just buy Put one it... up there.
Oh,
I'll
we
fucking,
can
I'll buy my own.
Oh, what?
And you can share with me. I told, oh, my God, I told Randy, I said, I'll bring you a present. I'm bringing a fucking vape pen.
He's like, I don't want this. He would get pissed. He would not like that you doing that either.
No, I know.
No, but it's okay. He'll get over it.
Yeah. He's not going to be there.
No, he's not.
He'll hear it on the podcast.
Yes, he will. He'll hear it when he's editing. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We
got to
get through this episode.
I know. We got to get through this episode. Okay. What is up with Mbele?
Okay. Nini, is Nini psychic?
I would never go see that
no.
fucking twat in
she
a million years.
A
she
bitch.
Was an asshole.
She was awful to these girls. And she was so far up Nini's ass.
You like how Kim was like, no, I'm sorry. That's not going to work for me.
I know.
And she's like, your vibe is really off. Oh, is that the pill?
Yeah, that's the pill.
Oh,
keep
she's,
going. Keep
she's
going.
Got.
We'll keep going. I'm going to get my pill, but we'll keep going.
You guys, Darnell's alarm went off so she could take her pill.
Yes. I'm doing it right now. I'm getting out of my purse. But okay, so yes, Mbele. Okay.
So Mbele fucking blows. I couldn't believe how much of an asswipe she was.
She made all the girls give up their cell phones.
Which I'm okay with that.
I was okay with that too. But at the same time, if they don't want to give up their cell phone, let it go.
Yeah,
you know
just,
what I mean?
Yes.
Just get over it.
Just say, hey, you know, we're trying to do this no cell phone thing. Can you just at least put it in your back pocket and don't look at it?
But the thing is when they first walk in, she's like,
give me your cell phone.
Yes. It's like, dang, I'm like, well,
calm the fuck down.
Like, she's just so rude and mean to them. And then when she gives them readings.
You can't act that. You can't.
People are going to shut off from you.
Real Housewives of Atlanta is not the cast that you tell what to do.
No.
Okay. No. Then Nene's over there on the couch getting pissed off that they're not paying it, that they're not listening to him, Belle. Yeah. But I'm sitting there going,
she is being awful to them.
I know.
Why would they even give her the time of day?
I know.
And then when she starts doing readings, the thing, so all that, I was like, okay, she's not a nice person. This is not going well. Then the reading that she gives Nene, I'm like, okay, you're really full of shit.
Yeah.
She's like, Nene, I can't believe I'm saying this. You are just kind-hearted. You are just such a good person. And this stuff really bothers. I'm like, girl.
I think Nene fucking paid her off.
Fuck yeah.
I think Nene licked her box. Nene licked her fucking box.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. She was awful.
I know.
She was so mean. And then she was calling, like, Kim names. Dixie Cup. That was fucking funny, but you don't do that.
With Kim holding Portia like that. You know what, though? This is Portia needs somebody on her side.
Yeah.
Because nobody's talking to her this season.
No, she's not.
But she
much.
Has to be on the show. Like, Portia
needs
to be.
Oh, no, I like Portia. I think she's good in the show.
Yeah.
But she's not in any scenes because nobody wants to do anything with her.
I know.
They're getting her off the show.
I know.
By doing, you know, like we're not going to film with her.
They really are. But I like her. And I
like her too.
And this is going to, I'm going to go to hell for this, you guys, but I fucking miss Shady Feifei. I do. And I know what she did was wrong and fucked up and she needs to be punished for that. But can we punish her another way?
Yeah.
But put her on the show?
Can she be a friend?
Can like we take away like one of her jobs or
we
something?
We need her can humor. We need her wit. She's so fucking funny.
I know. Has the best shade
ever. She has the best one-liners.
She does.
She would have been so good with Mbele. What she would have been saying
to her. Oh, yes.
Phaedra and Mbele.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, she was awful.
I wasn't liking that. And I didn't understand. So she keeps telling Sheree, like, we have an elephant. And then she won't even talk to Sheree.
Yeah.
Sheree's like, well, you gonna fucking talk to me or not? Are you going to tell me about this fucking elephant that we have? Like, what is going on?
Never told her nothing. Nothing ever came out of it.
Yeah, I mean, what these girls need is a fucking therapist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what Portia said. That's what Portia said. And I was like, girl, you got it.
I thought it was, Portia was like, these girls, y'all need to go to anger management with me. other than the Mbele shit, the episode was a snoozer. It really was.
Yeah, and just the Mbele, because that was like kind of fun to see. Kim get riled up and then Belly's little bitch marks. But
I know.
Kim and Nene at the very end.
Yeah.
Kim told Nene that she thought she was high.
Oh, I know.
I was like, Kim, don't say that on TV. Come on. What are you doing? Like, she's like, I thought you were high. You were on pills. I thought you were on pills. I was like,
You know what? You can really tell body language when somebody's lying. Kim was lying.
Mm-hmm.
Kim was trying to cover her tracks because she got all weird.
She was
like funny and like laughing it off. Like, I really thought that you were on something.
Yeah.
I'm like,
either she was trying to make a storyline.
No.
Because she's trying to stay relevant. I think she's covering for like the Brielle stuff. Trying to like direct a different direction, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it was. But yeah, so that was the end of that episode. My favorite part, not my favorite part, but what I loved is when Kim was like, are you on something? Are you on pills? And Nene's like, I'm on some damn vodka, bitch. Like,
yeah, I'm on some damn vodka, bitch.
That was funny.
I know. She is hilarious.
I was like, okay, Nene, you still got it.
Real quick with, I don't want to do a ton of New Jersey reunion.
The reunion. Because
it really doesn't deserve it. But I just want to go over like.
Best and worst dress?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Okay. Now here's my best dress.
Okay, tell me your best.
Teresa and Marge.
I have Marge, Melissa, and Teresa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. I thought Marge looked great in that green.
Yes.
I love that she 100%. Did a long sleeve because it made her arms look thinner.
It did.
The color was
great. She looked phenomenal.
She didn't have no fucking pigtails.
Nope.
She looked
great. Thank you, Marge. Thank you.
And Teresa. I loved the deep V. That it was a like a blue-gray kind of a dress. Yes. Really pretty. Had like sheer lining.
Yeah.
Looked very pretty. And looked I liked
very good. I liked Teresa Melissa. Has the best fucking body.
She does. We gotta fucking do yoga, goddammit.
Yeah.
We gotta do the tree pose.
I got
But I liked Melissa. I thought her dress was nice. I thought she looked really pretty.
I thought Teresa, it wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't bad dress.
She didn't look bad.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
The worst dress?
Ziggy.
Dolores.
Oh, she's my next one.
Jesus Christ. Can we get a fucking dress that fits you, bitch?
It was not flattering.
Dolores is my fave this season.
It was not.
Even though I'm pissed at her with this whole Ziggy, soggy, fucktard situation. But
it was not. No.
I just, sorry, I said fucked hard for the listeners. I know that probably isn't going to go over well.
It just came out.
Let me rewind it.
She's very passionate. Okay.
Oh, that sounded like Phaedra.
I swear to God, we're not drinking, you guys.
Oh, man.
But yes, Dolores, it was not flattering. It made her look heavy.
Yes.
Like her arms looked heavy. Like her boobs, her cup runneth over, but her arms runneth over as well. It just wasn't flattering. And then I didn't like Ziggy. That honestly, Ziggy was my worst. And then Dolores.
I know.
Ziggy's wasn't flattering either.
No, it wasn't. And
too much fabric.
It was way too much. Like, what are you fucking?
A weird cut, like this. Yeah, gold.
What are you fucking, Belle from Beauty and the Beast? It wasn't sit cute. Down.
It wasn't cute.
Sit down and go to your PR firm that you hired. Vinny. Is it Vinny Spirulina or Vinny?
Yeah.
Vinny's. You guys need to look this shit
I'm up. Scared that we're you even talking be, about it.
You will be. I know, right? We're going to get like, we're going to get hate mail.
Yeah. They're going to
be
threats.
Like, we know about your past.
Exactly.
I'm like, what do you know?
I know. I'm like, what do you know? Because I don't think much happened, but tell me. Like,
I know. I don't.
Is there anything good? They're like, no.
You guys need to go down the rabbit hole. Yeah. And so what happened was, rumor has it that Soggy got the boot.
Yeah.
They basically told her, either you go or we're firing you. Mm-hmm. So you'd make your choice. So because she has hired a PR team to drag Marge through the mud.
Just take,
And like,
just break her down.
Just break her down to the core. And she hired this PR firm, this disbarred attorney named Vinny.
Two attorneys that were disbarred?
Husband and wife.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they were disbarred, and now they have a PR firm, but they're well known for shady stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you ever hire a disbarred attorney?
Well, and really, I'm like, Ziggy, really? Is this what we're doing? Is it this
what
big
has
of
Marge
a deal?
Done to you so much?
Yeah, that you're going to just
Margaret.
Break
okay.
her down. Margaret.
Why? Yeah. Margaret. Restaurant.
Yeah.
Heather McDonald does that the best.
Yeah, she's so good at that. Yes. That's one of her best impressions.
Yes, it is.
But really, Ziggy, is it this big of a deal? Like, what the fuck happened? Nothing happened. And she's just going like, you didn't see the whole thing. You didn't see my side. No, we saw it.
We saw it.
There was nothing.
No. You need to get over it.
Yeah. And like now to bring
I chalked
Marge
it up to
out,
menopause like, because that's one of the
is
problems.
Is that what we have to fucking look forward to?
Yeah.
God damn it.
We girl, you better be careful.
I was going to say.
I'm going to get shit on you, bitch.
I was going to say, we need to sign a friendship contract.
I know, right? We're not. Like Cynthia and Nene.
That we're not going to do this to each other.
I know.
And if we do, we have to pay each other like
$50,000
or something. Like, so we don't do it.
Jeez. Yeah, I know.
Is
I couldn't.
That what happened?
I don't know.
We go fucking crazy.
I don't know, but Soggy is 100% in the wrong, and she's being a twat.
She's not all there this season. Going from like a fan fave to I'm glad you're not there anymore.
Yes,
like, I don't want to see this.
I know it really blows. So we will cover a little bit more of New Jersey. Not a ton happened in the fucking reunion.
Not much happened. So like the next reunion, because that's when what their face comes out.
Kim D,
baby. Yeah, Kim D's there.
Yeah.
So that looks like where the real good episode's going to come out.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that one. Fucking
me
Kim
too.
D.
I know. Me too. I can't wait.
Because I just wanted to mention when they brought Kim D out, kind of like bringing into like the next reunion episode.
Yeah.
That I guess Teresa accuses her of being like a madam, and that's where like they go into the next episode. And Andy, he was like, "Are you accusing Kim D of being a madam?" And Teresa's like, "Yeah, she's a magnum." Like, which is so she's funny. A magnum. Yeah. I just love how Teresa okay. like.
Listen.
Yeah, she's a magnum.
She's a magnum.
I was like, Teresa.
She is really stupid.
Yeah.
I hate to call a woman like that. Call a woman out. Because I probably would like her.
She's just not very smart.
Yeah. But goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Teresa.
That's why I think it's funny.
I think what you should do, Teresa, is actually read some books instead of writing them.
Well, read your own book. No, she's not writing them. Someone's fucking writing her shit.
Yeah,
for
you're
her,
right.
But,
you're right. Listen.
No.
First of all, I won't even get the new book because she fucking compares her situation to Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And
she's ridiculous.
And so for that reason, bloop, you are done, bitch. Mm-mm. So now I can't take that bitch seriously because she is
an idiot. Yeah.
And but I have to say, when she first got out of prison, I got the book on audio.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Her first book, yeah.
It's like pulling, like fucking pulling teeth good. Listening to I that know. Bitch doing audio. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can we have Heather McDonald do her audio, please?
That would be great.
For Christ's sake.
That would be good.
God damn it. You guys, real quick, we're going to go into VPR next, but I wanted to tell you that we actually have coming on a Vegas shooting survivor. So this will be
a bit more serious of an episode when she comes on, of course, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's going to
share
her story.
But I'm super excited, and I know that sounds terrible, but because she has taken this tragedy and she has done a lot with it, and I think she has like support groups and everything that she made for survivors and stuff. So we can't wait to chat with her. We already have her down in the books, so she's going to be coming out in February, the very beginning of February. And that is awesome. And then I do have another person coming on that is going to talk about her adoption story because she just adopted a son, and it's been an absolute hell.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to go through what her struggles and then the outcome and that whole thing. So that was like a weird kind of transition into these.
That was a weird
topics.
Transition, but it made me think about that. And also, so we're recording with Dr. K, Beauty by Dr. K. We're recording with her January 30th.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be recording with Annabelle next weekend.
Yes.
I just have to nail down. I gotta nail down this bitch and the date. Okay. First of all, we need to get her face better.
I know.
One side of her face is swollen.
But she can't figure out why. She's been to a number of doctors.
She's been to a ton of people.
Yeah.
Lymphatic massages. She's been to an endocrinologist. She's been everywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody can figure it out.
No.
Except her dentist.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, if you got veneers, you wouldn't have that.
Yeah, your face wouldn't have that. Oh my God.
Annabelle, girl, we're thinking about you. And we can't wait to meet you, give you hugs, and record with you. But we are sorry about And then we are going to be recording with Allie and Amanda Lauren again from Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About.
Yeah.
Because we are obsessed with those bitches.
Yeah, and vice versa. We had a really good connection with them.
We did.
It'll be exciting to record again with them.
Yeah.
So we have a lot coming up.
We do have a ton coming up, you guys.
We are booked. We're already like, January is almost done, but we're like,
we're pretty much already booked in February now too.
Exactly, February. Yeah, we're booked too.
So now I'm working on the end of February and March to get people in. If there's somebody cool that you guys want us to maybe try to get on, we're going to try with Watch What Crappens because we got a yes from them once.
Yes.
So we're going to try to get them on.
They're just touring, so it's really hard to
lock
down.
I'm
going to
try to get them on when they're here in April. Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, you're at the Irvine Improv.
Right.
Just swing by my house in Irvine before.
Yeah, just do it before.
I'll give him some freaking the devil's grass. What's it called? The devil's rabbit grass? What's it called? What's the fucking weed called? Devil's juice?
I think it's
Fancy call it?
Is it the devil's grass? Devil's
I don't know.
We'll give them some.
We'll give them some. we'll give them some. Whatever they want. They got it.
But yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. And again, if you guys have somebody interesting, even if they don't have any connection, if they have connections to, you know, the industry, that would be great. If not, and they just have a really good story.
Yes.
Maybe they overcame something, a big struggle. We would love to chat with them and get them on the show.
Yes. So we will... we'll definitely keep you guys apprised of the rest of our guests. Sorry, Dr. K is taking too long. We've rescheduled her.
We had to reschedule.
I have had to reschedule her with my work. And I cannot do it again because she's going to drop us.
Yeah.
She's going to be like. She's like, look, I've been on the Lady Gang. I've been on Skinny Confidential. If you guys, it's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, going to give us the middle finger next time.
Yes.
She'll be like, are not canceling that.
Go get your lips somewhere else. That's what she's going to tell us.
I'm going to be like, no, but I want my lips done.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to Vanderpump Rules. Okay. Here's the deal. I want the voicemail freed. Why isn't the voicemail freeing? Is it because James stole it?
No.
Yes, the voicemail.
It's California law. You have to consent to be recorded. Jax didn't give his consent. That when Faith recorded him, she can get major lawsuit. So if you record someone in California, they have to agree to be recorded.
We're in on that shit, man. I think I think this was for the show.
Well, I think that's why it's not being out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, of course, yes, they would let us hear it. Could you imagine like the ratings they would get if we could hear what Jax was fucking saying?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking he didn't agree to being recorded, and that's what it is.
And our favorite scene came up that was in the damn previews.
Oh, yes. The phone?
The phone.
Yes!
When Jax throws a phone and Tom's like, wait, is that my phone?
Yeah, he's like, wait, I need that.
I need that. He's like, that was my phone, Tom. It was my phone. Don't worry about it. It was my phone. Oh, I'm like, calm down. He has
roid rage. I think that's what it is. It's roid rage.
Jax has Ramona crazy eye.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Did Ramona give him a few lessons on that eye? Because he's crazy.
Yeah, he's awful this season. He is awful. It's horrible because, of course.
And it's not like Brittany isn't giving it up because I'm sure. No. I think they have a lot of sex.
Yes, and he's saying, like, they haven't had sex for months. No.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
No. That's
No, that's just, like, him trying to do
it. What did Heather call Sandoval again?
Oh,
damn it.
Shit. We can't fucking remember anything.
I can't remember shit. It's because we're not drinking.
I know.
And when I'm drinking and I can't remember, I'm like, it's because I'm drinking. Yeah. Oh, my God. But another funny part was when...
James? Which part?
Oh, when James. Yes, when James, like, he goes to talk and then he shuts his mouth. And then you see him waddling over with all the alcohol, waddles out.
And he runs down. Yes, that was so
funny. Runs down the hall.
Funny.
It was so funny. And Ariana's like, no, fuck that. We're staying here. We've got artichoke dip.
We have all the Jello shots.
Ariana's got it going on.
I was like, girl, you're good.
She is good.
You are a favorite.
James running with that bottle was so fucking funny.
Oh, my God. What a 180. Because we used to say, like, oh, he's so gross. Like, how could anybody like him? And now I'm like, he is
MVP
fucking cute.
MVP player. You were 100% on with your meme, girl.
Yes. He is MVP.
And the award goes to?
Yes. And he liked it. He liked my meme. Yeah. He liked my meme that I tweeted that I'm learning how to do. So.
Yes.
But, yeah. He's cute now. I'm like.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I love him.
And I love when he's talking to Lisa. And he's like. See you next Tuesday. And she's like, I'm not stupid. I know what that means.
He's like, no, I spelled it. S-E-E. He's like,
not with the C. She's like, yeah, I got it, fucking jackass.
He's like, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. But, oh, my God. Honestly, when he went to – I know this is like at the end of the episode but when he was at the See You Next Tuesday and started DJing, I was like, oh, my God. He is high as a kite. And I'm not talking weed. I'm talking I feel like he was doing some coke or
I think they all do.
I know. They probably do.
Oh, my God.
I'm just so naive when it comes to that.
Well, we're old and we're out of the scene, but that's a very L.A. thing.
Very old.
That's a very L.A. thing because when we went to L.A. and we were at the
Abbey. Oh, we got offered coke.
Yes. We totally got offered coke. So that's definitely.
I'm like, don't mind if I do.
That's definitely a thing. We're like, oh, my God, we're so cool.
I'm like, well, Dr. Ken does say I'm morbidly obese.
Yeah, so we need to lose weight. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely think that. They're on something. But what I liked is and during that scene when he's like going crazy at the show and he's just pumping everybody up, Peter takes a drink of his drink, but it was a Shirley Temple. So he wasn't drinking.
It was a he really wasn't drinking.
He wasn't drinking.
You know what? He was totally on something. Because
Peter was checking his drinks. He looked crazy. Lisa was like, keep an eye on him. Yeah. She does not want him drinking there.
No.
And he was having a Shirley Temple. I thought that was funny.
He's too much of a...
He's a liability.
He is a liability there.
Yeah. When he's drunk, yeah, he's mean. And he, like, damages shit.
Yeah.
Yelling at people. He was yelling at Ken last season.
I know.
That's why he got fired.
I know.
I was like, don't yell at Ken. But, yeah.
And then, okay, so we're just going to back it up for a moment. Mm-hmm. The whole thing with Sandoval yelling at Ariana.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just pissed because he's sexually frustrated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't even cared about that shit.
Yeah, what was he
saying? I swear to God, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, he was getting mad at her because... The recording was not on her phone, but she did bring Brittany outside to listen to the recording. And he was like, you're supposed to use your judgment. Where's your wherewithal?
I know.
And she's like, it wasn't on my phone. Yeah. And then she was, she's like, keep having Jack's back, you fucking dick. Like, I was like, I love you. Like, it was so good. Ariana was great.
I mean, first of all, nobody needs to have Jack's back.
No. Oh, my God.
You know what? I am so fucking disappointed in Brittany. It's unreal.
Yeah, because you think...
It makes me not like her as much.
Yeah, you think that she's going to break up with him and that she's going to, you know, find someone better and actually improve her life. They're still together.
I know.
They're still together. And she's like, well, if he does it again... No, bitch. No, you don't let him do it again. He's already done it again. Come on.
Well, and then we've got... Katie and Tom, Katie's like, gosh darn it, if you kiss another girl one more time.
I know.
Oh, I'm like, God. What is going on here?
I don't understand.
If Greg kissed another girl, I would rip his tongue out and stick it out of his ass.
Yes, definitely.
Swear to God.
I can't even imagine what I would do to Randy.
I know. Oh, my God. I would, how about, yes, we're going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to rip that fucker out and I'm going to stick it up your ass. See how that feels.
Yep.
I just don't understand these people.
No, I don't understand these girls. Why they're putting up with this?
At least Stassi was on point there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she told Brittany, leave.
You're. And then in her interview, she's like, I don't understand what's going on. Like,
you
leave. You don't put up with that shit.
Yeah,
she didn't put up with Jax. No, Stassi didn't. She
broke up with him. And then when he was like kind of trying to get back into the relationship, he's like, I didn't cheat on you. And then he confessed, and she was like, well, it's done.
That's done.
There's no coming back to me. Yeah. So, yes. she did a good job. But Brittany and Katie, I don't know.
And the whole time, Jax turns it around on Brittany. He's blaming so manipulative.
He's blaming her, and he's like, you gave me your word as a woman.
Why would you?
You wouldn't bring it up to anybody. Like, you wouldn't talk about it.
You couldn't keep your dick in your pants.
Yeah, how is it Brittany's fault?
Well, honestly, why would you want to raise a child with a man like that?
No idea.
Fuck that.
No.
Fuck that from sideways from Tuesday.
Yeah, he's just totally blaming Brittany for this. Even at the end, he's like, well.
I don't understand how he's pulling this off.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but he's like, well, why did I do it in the first place? Like, making it seem like she made him or caused him to cheat on her.
My fist would be in that motherfucker's mouth. Swear to God.
Yeah. He
was bugging my ass, girl.
So disappointing.
It is disappointing.
For Brittany, which we loved Brittany. I don't love her anymore.
Ariana's
my number one.
Ariana's your number one now?
Yeah.
I actually don't like any of the cast except for White Kanye now. I really don't. Why am I watching this show? Because it's like the best thing that's on TV right now as far as like reality TV. Yeah. It's entertaining.
It's good drama.
But good grief. Like,
yeah.
These people all suck ass.
And they're not young.
No, they're getting old.
Yeah, they're getting old.
How long are we going to be? You know, VPR can't last that long.
No, Jax is 38.
Yeah.
Everybody else is in their 30s.
And honestly, I think that Sheena's just going through a tough season. I actually like Sheena.
Yeah.
To me, Sheena's got her shit together.
Yes, I agree.
In some sort of a way.
Much better than all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
She makes sure she... I feel like Sheena is not like a... I don't think she's a big drug addict.
I don't think so.
I think she does coke, though.
But I just said they all do. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, or Adderall or whatever. Just they have to do uppers, you know? They have to keep going. So...
Well, there was a rumor. Somebody had a text going around on all these groups.
Yeah, that Sheena did.
That Sheena
But then Sheena actually came out on Twitter and she was like, okay, everyone's going to believe this stupid lying text. She's like, that's not even my text or whatever. So she totally denied the using the coke and stuff. But yeah, there was a rumor going around that.
I just feel like she's just, I don't know what it is, just like put together or... She has an agenda of what she wants to do in life or something. I don't know.
I think she understands the show is not the end all and she has to do other things.
Yes.
And use this as like a platform to get those other things. And she is. She has a show in Vegas.
Yeah. She's working on it.
Yeah. Which I heard.
Stassi had more of a.
Until she started fucking up. God. Stassi had a lot going for herself. She needed to not open that mouth.
She needs to. You know, she just needs
she
to
needs
think
that
she's... She
needs a PR person that watches everything before she sends it.
I know, right?
And they could be like, oh, nope, delete.
Nope, you're not doing that.
Nope. Okay, that one's a good one. No, oh, outfit of the day? Okay, yeah, post that.
Post that.
Nazi? Oh, don't post that one.
You're not to, no. Not posting the Nazi. No. We're not posting male witch hunt.
Yeah, so that's what she
Okay,
means.
I'm done talking about her because I talk about her way too fucking much, but it's because she fucking disappointed me.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ooh, we're doing good. We're getting through these shows.
I love Nava Swimwear. I totally like that name.
I like that name too.
She looked gorgeous this episode, by the
Dorit?
Way. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Although that fucking outfit with the purple boots and the over white shirt,
the oversized men's white shirt and those ugly purple boots were awful. Her body is so banging.
I know.
Her face is gorgeous.
Yes.
She is doing something right.
She is.
I don't like the slick, wet hair kind of a look.
No.
That's not good on her, but when she does... When she was doing her swimwear.
Her straight hair is so
cool. Or when she does just like a soft wave.
Yeah.
She is so pretty.
I know.
And her first season, I said she was the best dress. She had the best style. And it's coming through on this, but I think she's trying to push things too much. Like,
well,
she's
because
doing
she's
very,
trying to be like an Erica Girardi, you know?
Yeah, she's doing like very dominatrix looks, which don't work on her.
No.
Like, because her boobs are too big. It just, it doesn't.
No. Like, her boobs are not formed correctly.
Yeah.
She got a bad fucking boob job.
Yeah, it wasn't good. She needs to go to Terry DeBrow.
She does. She needs to go on Botch.
She needs to get them fixed. Yeah. Because she's so pretty.
Yes.
She's looking great.
Oh, my God. Talk about – hold on a minute. Did you follow Heather DeBrow when that makeup artist Alexis – Stone. Is it Alexis Stone?
I don't remember the name, but okay.
He is a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And he transforms into
celebrities. Yeah. So he did his makeup on himself to look like Heather DeBrow.
Yes. And he did a great job, but I mean, let's keep it real. It looked like a fucked up Heather DeBrow.
It looked like a mask. To me, it looked very like V from Vendetta.
Yes.
Like that kind of a face.
Well, yes. And then I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? I didn't understand either. Yeah.
So if you didn't understand what was going on, you would think it was like a slam against Heather DeBrow.
Oh, I totally did.
And that's how she took it.
Yes. So she's on Twitter and she's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. Like, are you saying I need more surgery? She's like, ew, whatever.
Exactly.
Because people are mean to these people all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So she just thought it was another. And then I guess Alexis totally clapped back at her and was like, why don't you?
Bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was pissed.
It was bad.
So then she said that she pulled in her driveway when this all went down and sat in her car for 2 fucking hours. To try to figure out what was going on.
Oh.
She didn't understand.
Yeah.
So then she starts researching Alexis. She's like, this was not a dig.
Right.
This is a compliment.
Yeah.
So then she looks at the picture. She's like, Jesus, that's great. If you know the context, then you get it.
Yes. But just seeing that.
Other than that, it looks like a, because I show Greg, he's like, ew.
Yeah. Well, that's like
he's
if
like,
I tried
what
to
happened
do.
To her?
Yeah.
And I felt the same way. So then she said that her, like, she DM'd
Yeah,
and she did, like, reached out to him right away and was like, "I am so sorry. Yeah. I did not know.
Yeah,
I've never seen your work, mm-hmm. and you're amazing. Like, I am just so sorry that I didn't know about you."
Right, right.
She's like, "You know, you have to understand, people are mean to me a lot." Yeah, and
at first blush, yeah, it did. It looked
It looked like somebody was saying I needed surgery or something.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, "I should not have come at you like that. And I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I love you." And so they had like a really good connection. And then when he comes to LA, she's going to take him to lunch.
Oh, good.
So you're welcome, listeners. Yeah. If anybody listens to Heather Jabreau, they got that fucking rundown anyway. But, I was kind of interested in that. I was like, oh my God, because I thought the same fucking thing she did.
Right. That it was a dig. But after she, like you said, did her research, she did issue an apology and like explained her whole situation on Twitter. So I'm not upset at it.
I know.
We took it the same way.
Totally. I was like,
oh, that's not a good picture of her. I was like, what happened?
Where are those eyebrows?
Yeah. And the cheeks.
And the cheeks. I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
It did look like V for Vendetta. That was a good one, huh? Yeah, it did. Okay, so we're continuing on with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So,
what about
Stray Dog? Are you going there?
I wasn't going there.
I totally thought you were.
No, but go ahead.
How LVP was like, oh, I want this puppy. It looks just like Ken. And then the side by side, I'm like, he's a Bowser.
It fucking looks like Ken.
If anybody watched I Love You, Man, it's amazing. If you haven't seen I Love You, Man, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Buy it. Don't even rent it. You will watch it again and again. There is a part in there where Sydney, a character in there, says, oh, you never heard what a Bowser is? That's when the human looks like their dog. He totally looked like a Bowser.
He looked like that dog.
So fucking funny.
Because when they first got the dog, I was like, oh, he looks like Scruffy. He's like a little mangy. And then they, like, oh, he looks like Ken. I was like, oh, he's cute.
I know.
Totally looked like Ken.
It did. First of all, I would, okay, let's hit the Teddy Dorito thing.
That's where I was going to go.
Let's go Teddy and Dorito.
Yeah.
Listen, I would have fucking given Dorito a piece of my mind.
Yes.
First of all, you're lying about the time. Second of all, you call like, oh, I'm on my way. Well, okay,
50 minutes take your later. Fake
accent and fucking take it back to your house.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
So Teddy and Dorit were supposed to meet for drinks.
It was 54 minutes.
Yes, they were supposed to meet for drinks. And Dorit was 54 minutes late and Teddy left at that. Well, first of all, I would not be waiting 54 minutes.
No.
I wonder if she had to sit there. Like, the producers were like, no, you can't leave yet. You know? Because I would not be waiting 54 minutes.
I know.
And then Dorit's like, it was 6 minutes.
I know. It was 6 minutes. Okay.
Well, then
it was 6 minutes.
Well, then she's like, I thought we were meeting between 4:30 and 5:30.
Who does that?
You want you meet me for drinks tomorrow between 4:30 and 5:30. What? An hour window?
Because I know your ass will be there at 4:30. Might be 4:20.
Yeah.
Okay. Not because you're going to smoke a joint, but because you are always early.
I am early.
So I was like, oh my God. Who? Teddy was like, yeah, call him bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Nobody says like, oh, let me just give you a 5-hour window. Like, so what the dumb. Fuck is that?
So dumb. Come on,
Dorito. Get your shit together, Dorito.
That was funny.
I know. Too. It was.
It was just ridiculous.
I didn't. Did you? And then did you catch that Tom Girardi got in a car accident?
Oh yeah.
I mean, duh. That was what half the fucking episode was about.
Erica's story was. Yeah, he broke his ankle and he has to have surgery. He's 80 years old, right?
Isn't that what she said? And it's scary because
you don't heal very well at that age.
No,
it could have been a lot worse.
And he's a young 80. I mean, you guys.
Still,
Tom Girardi is fucking in his brain. He is just witty and swift. He's an amazing lawyer, you guys. I wish you guys could all see him in action, but he's awesome.
Yeah, and that's what she's saying. Like, you know, he in his head, he thinks he's like 50.
Yeah.
But his body, he's 80 years old.
Yes.
You know, and like she's like, now I'm watching him breathe. Like, oh, that kind of made me a little nervous.
Yes,
you know, because she's like, I'm watching him breathe when he's sleeping. Like, that's scary.
It was scary.
It was like a realization to her, like, how old her husband is.
I know.
You know, because I'm sure she knows he's 80, but if he thinks he's 50, she's probably like, he's good. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's still talking to me. He's still dishing it out to me.
Yeah, but when he's asking for help,
yeah.
he knows, she knows that something's going on.
That was a
You know who
scary.
Else I just remembered? Sorry. Because we're going to get forget a lot of people for the shout out, and I'll remember more. But our Instagram girl, is it Mystic or?
Oh.
What is her name? She is awesome. She always DMs us.
Yeah.
But I just
want a lot with her too.
Pull it up real quick. So, but anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to her too. I don't want to feel, I feel weird like leaving out anybody, and I'm sure that I have, but. Okay, so Mistis, she's on Instagram. It's
Mistis Faye.
Oh, Mistis Faye.
Yeah.
Yes, Mistis Faye. We love you, and thank you for listening and always.
And all the support and checking on us.
I know. We love when you DM us, and we girl, appreciate you.
You look great with that purple hair.
God
okay?
damn it, you look good. She is gorgeous. All of them look amazing.
I know.
Michelle's gorgeous.
All our friends are so pretty.
Stephanie is so fucking cute.
Yeah.
Her husband
is so cute. I know.
Judy B is fucking adorable. Oh my God, she's adorable.
Just adorable.
They're so cute. All of them are adorable. So, but yeah, no, that's true. Like, maybe it's just nobody's ugly.
No,
everybody is just our little love bugs.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Like I said, all our friends are pretty.
Girl, they look better than us.
I know. I was gonna say that's our motivation. Because God damn it, when we actually have a live show, we're going to see all these people. We got to look cute too. We're going
to be like, oh, shit. Your motivation is to get yourself a jumpsuit when we have a live show.
Yeah, I have to post. That was one of the first blogs that I started. I have to post pictures of the jumpsuits that I've been trying on because they don't look right yet.
Yeah. So
I'm still looking for the right jumpsuit. But yes, because I know you say jumpsuits are for like a bigger booty and I have a booty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you have a booty, you get that camel toe too quickly. Like, I got to find the right cut.
You got to find the right cut. Yeah.
Because I got
to
be.
It's not going to be a Target, girl. Yeah.
No, I know I'm not a Target. I'm hitting boutiques, okay? I'm hitting the boutiques. That's what I'm trying to find. I know it's not a Target.
I'm hitting the boutiques.
I mean, I do like a Target cardigan, okay?
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. And I will buy the boots, okay, at Target. But jumpsuit, I'm at boutiques.
That's so funny.
Call me on my Target.
I know.
God damn it. Sometimes they got good sales.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Okay, what else? Oh my God, Teddy was over 200 pounds?
Yeah, they did.
Did I miss that?
That was in the last episode. They showed a picture of her. It wasn't a good picture. I wanted to see like her actual body.
No. It was I'm talking about, is that the first time that we heard that she was 200?
No, she mentioned it when the girls were in Vegas.
God damn it, I don't remember that.
Yeah, then that's why she's like an accountability coach, because she's gone through it and she knows like the motivation that you need to keep going. But yeah, to be that heavy and to now be like so fit.
I know.
She has a great body.
She does.
She works out every fucking day though.
I know. She's got the best hair. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's very pretty. You know what I don't understand why? Her eyes are always red. Do you notice that? Like
no.
When she was sitting in the waiting for Jerit, like her eyes are always like bloodshot. Like
really?
Always. Like they're always red. So I don't know.
Huh. I did not even notice
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look next time.
I will.
It could just, maybe she has sensitive eyes or dry eyes or I don't know what, but.
Mama got tired eye.
Mama got tired eye. Oh, you know what? Actually, on that little Mac story, I wanted to tell you because when I leave my house and I come record with Brandy, I always tell Max that I'm going to work. Or if Brandy and I are doing a girls' night, I say I'm going to work, you know?
Yeah.
We're doing research. But
he's
like,
with Auntie B?
Yeah.
Brandy?
Yeah, I'm like, Mama's going to work. And he's like, okay, with them, Brandy. So then it was this week, maybe like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something. And I was just making dinner and Max is like, are you going to work? Like, you know, and I'm like, no, Mama doesn't have to go to work today or tonight. And he looked at me, he's like, can you go to work? He didn't want me home. He wanted me to leave.
What?
I was like, well, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go hit the bar. Like, what the hell? He didn't want me there. He wanted me to go work. He only wanted to hang out with Randy. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, fine.
Randy's like, holla at your boy.
I know. I'm like, good. That I'm not even offended. Go see your dad.
Daddy's gonna put you to bed.
Yeah. Can you go to work?
Well, as a matter of fact, I can.
I'm like, no, because we're not drinking.
I know we're boring.
Or else, yes, I will go to work right now.
Hey, at least because we normally probably wouldn't even be seeing each other. But we do this.
Yeah.
So like we see each other no matter what.
We have to.
So, but we still have so much shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
Awesome.
It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. So I was cracking up because Rinna is coming back with some fucking juicy gossip.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's Rinna, Kyle, who else? Teddy. And
Dorit?
No, Dorit wasn't there because they were talking about Dorit. Oh, Camille.
Oh, Camille.
So they're all.
You're such a fucking liar, Camille.
I know. That's one of my favorite lines. So they're all having drinks, but Rinna's not there yet because she comes in later. So the girls are having drinks. They're talking about Dorit, whatever. They're just, you know, shooting the shit. Rinna comes in. She's like, hi, kiss, 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 kiss. And she's like, I heard. Like, she just.
I know. She just
sits down. And
she
that's
did
what
not
she,
give a shit.
I heard Lisa Vanderpump is going through a new lawsuit. Can you believe? And then
so.
She's, yeah. And then. Tell the lawsuit.
Okay, so I will tell you that this lawsuit actually Brandy Glanville, what is her
Brandy's World or something?
It's Brandy what? Glanville's podcast. So basically what happened was they were going in business. They were going they were doing business
together or something,
together
right?
With a couple of ladies.
Yeah, it was a dog shelter, something like that.
It was a dog shelter, but they were going to turn it into a dog business, mm-hmm. which is why we have Vanderpump Pets.
Right.
Because they decided to go out on their own because
yeah.
they just got in a tiff and they just had different ideals mm-hmm. when they were trying to do business with this lady.
Right.
So this lady is saying that Ken pushed her and
assaulted her
and laid his hands on her. So she... So this is what this lawsuit is about.
Yeah.
But I think Ken and Lisa are suing her for like defamation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they're like, oh my God,
they're
this
like,
could,
no way
this could hurt us,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So they're suing her. But this lady is friends with another lady that cannot stand Vanderpump and Ken. And she says, I have endless amounts of money and I don't give a shit. Come
oh
at
my
me.
God.
So she is
ready. So she's
ready.
Like backed by this other
she
person.
She is
yeah.
ready.
Ooh.
Yes. So
that's what Lisa Rinna sat down and she's like, I heard Ken assaulted somebody. Like
yes.
this straight. I was like, Lisa
yes.
Rinna. Like,
I know.
Just if, like that, huh?
Guys, if I'm lucky, maybe I'll do that depo. Who knows?
Maybe. But then she can't talk about it, so.
I know. Then you wouldn't know anyway. Maybe I'll tell you in person, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you in person, or I'll tell you when it's over, like I did.
When you're released from whatever.
Yes, yes.
Do not sign an NDA.
No. but I thought that was like, I'm like, oh, man, this is getting juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else do we have?
That was the end of the episode with that scene.
It wasn't a great
you know
it was
it ended on a good note with the lawsuit, but the whole Teddy Dorit time thing was like the whole fucking episode.
I know, it was so stupid. And then good job for Kyle, by the way.
Which part?
She's scoring another
two more got picked up.
Yes, that is so amazing.
Yeah, good for Kyle.
So Kyle is tearing it up, girl.
Yeah, she's keeping it up there with Mauricio.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Two new shows of
I really thought, I really felt for her. She can't even talk to her family about it.
Yeah, that was really sad.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I think because the sisters just obviously get jealous or something?
I think they get upset because what her shows are about like their childhood, and maybe it's things they don't want shared.
Okay.
And that's what she's saying, like, these
but
are
it's
my,
not them.
She's
it's
like,
her
these
story.
Are my stories. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that's like what they get upset about.
I know.
So she can't even share her success with them. That's really sad.
The thing is, though, is that honestly, if Kyle's mom was here today, I'm sure she would be like ecstatic that
yeah.
this is happening.
Yeah. She'd be very happy for
yeah.
Kyle. And I think that would also help the sisters be okay with it, too.
Yeah.
Because that mom would be like, go give her a hug. Shut up.
I
know.
Yes.
Go give her a pat on the back.
Yes.
Like, you
and
know.
Just get over your sisters. Get
yeah.
over it, you
yeah.
know? So all I have to say is that I think that we're loving Camille. That she's
yeah,
back.
That she's back.
I love it.
Yeah.
I fucking miss her. I honestly would like Adrian back too.
Adrian, yeah, I wouldn't mind her back. She wasn't – I liked her when she was a housewife.
So did I.
Yeah.
She was great.
She was good. Cause she,
I liked
she
her.
She was like the more like the even keel, but like call people out on their bullshit.
Yes.
But she wasn't like super crazy or up or down. Like, she was just very, like I said, like the even one. Yeah. You know? And then Camille's funny. She's like, she's so pretentious, but like not pretentious at the same time.
Yeah.
So she's likable, you yes. know? She's not like uppity, but like she is. But
yeah, she's fun. Yeah. But all, I mean, honestly, Dorito was a fucking mess. She's like, you, when oh, she yeah. called her a cunt.
Yeah. Camille, you're a stupid cunt. Like, you're a I
was like, whoa. Camille's like, I do not even know you. I was like whoa. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, it was just a joke. Like, Dorito's yeah. like, it was a joke. And they're like,
no.
No, you were shit faced. Like, she was so
LVP
drunk.
Told her, like, no, no, no. That's yeah. no, we don't do that.
She was so drunk.
But Camille was like, has this. Oh yeah, my God. I know. I'm sorry, guys. We got to wrap this shit up. I'm fucking yawning.
It's a late night for us.
It's a late.
Shit, I got to wake up and work out tomorrow. God damn it.
I know. You got to wake up at 4?
Yeah. 4 Ooh. O'clock. I know.
Girl, what do you do when you are you? You don't go for a walk.
No, I just work out in the downstairs in my living room.
Oh, yeah.
I just do my app. Okay. My workout app, my sweat
what,
with Kayla.
And tell everybody what your workout app is.
Sweat with Kayla.
Sweat with Kayla.
Yeah, she should really sponsor us.
Oh.
But, yeah. No, it's a great app. It's like a 30-minute workout.
Okay.
Actually, I got Laura using it now.
Oh,
she,
okay.
She does the app, too.
Oh, yeah. Laura told me about that.
Yeah. So, it's really good. It's, like, lots of – it's, like, cardio-based. Like, it's not heavy weights, but you're just, you know, doing, like, lunges and yeah. sit-ups and
okay.
stuff like that. Small weights, 5 to 8 pounds. So it's
did
just
you
a good,
go buy weights?
Yeah, I already had weights.
Oh, okay.
They're a little dusty, but they're a little.
Yeah, but Laura's yeah. like, "Are you doing this app?" And I said, "Is that Richard Simmons?"
Yeah, because you have.
You
two
better
legs.
Go sailing. Because I would do Richard Simmons.
Yeah,
but that app would be way too hard for me.
You have burpees, yeah, all that kind
of
stuff.
I don't know what burpees is besides my own burps.
They suck.
I couldn't do those.
It's like the worst. I hate burpees. But yeah, it's a good app. And I go down in the morning, I do my workout, and I just take my shower and get ready for work. So waking up at 4, I tell you, it's the not drinking that really makes me able to do it. Because there's no way I could wake up and do this if I had a hangover.
Oh, no, no, no.
So
no.
I got to work out as much as I can before I start drinking again.
Yeah, well, but this is the thing, Dee. Like, we can't make drinking every
no.
week.
Yeah.
Occasion like we did do it. We yeah. need to have like, okay, I'm going to drink this weekend. I really want to drink.
Yeah. Or I'm going out. So I'm
going
have
out like
a cup. I'm going to have drinks.
I'm going yeah. out on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to not try to drink again.
Right.
After our trip to San Francisco. Maybe right. I'll take that month off again.
Yeah.
Because really, the drinking hinders the weight loss. Yeah. And 85% of you losing weight is what goes in our mouth.
Right.
So we have to get that through our head. Otherwise, yeah. it's never
well,
going to go anywhere.
So much. It doesn't just hinder the weight loss. Like, I don't, you know, clean the house as much as I should.
You don't
or,
feel good.
Yeah. You know, you don't get up and do these errands.
We're not our best to, you. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah. We're funny when we're drinking, but the next day is when it really sucks.
It does. And now that I've got, like, my fucking heart problem. Fuck my heart problem. God damn it. Now I get all scared. I'm going to have some fucking heart problem.
When do you get the results?
I don't know. In a week or two.
Oh, they'll contact you?
She said, yeah, she's going to contact me and then I'm going to go in and see her.
Okay.
So to go over everything. So hopefully I don't have fucking leukemia. No. Oh my God. Okay. Now I'm like, so I Googled leukemia. Yeah,
you're like, what are the
I gotta
symptoms?
Fucking look that shit up.
What are the symptoms of leukemia?
Well, it's like oh fever and sweats and night sweats and like a yeah. lot of, it's like kind of like flu.
Okay. So you're good. You don't have leukemia.
I don't have that. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's like
maybe the test
a new symptom of the leukemia.
Oh my God.
No heart palpitations is on there though.
Well, that's
so why is she fucking testing me for it?
No.
Well, Michelle told me, she's like, oh, babe, those are all normal. I'm like, okay.
I love that.
But
that.
I talked to my mom and my mom's like, well, why is she testing me for that? I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, mom, don't get me started.
Don't fucking
tell
get
me
it
it's
twisted.
Normal. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to give an update when you get
I will.
Results.
I'll give everybody an update. Yeah. And I'll share everything. So whatever is my update, good, bad, ugly, whatever, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, this is going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Thank you again for all of our listeners. We love you so much. Please, please, please go to iTunes and give us 5-star review and leave something adorable.
Please. And subscribe.
And subscribe to us, please. Yeah. We are so thankful and blessed. No, I'm just kidding.
We are so thankful. I'm thankful, and grateful, so blessed. And blessed. But we really do love all of you. Yes. And appreciate everything that you've done for us.
We do. You make us want to get on here and do this, even when we're fucking tired.
Yep.
And we don't get paid for this shit.
Nope.
Hopefully one day. Someday. Our goal is a live show, you guys, and we're going to do it. Yep. But anyways, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, we've got some good stuff coming up for you.
Yes, we do.
Bubbles and kisses, bitches.
From your bitches.
Hold, sorry.
Do that again.
Bubbles and kisses.
From your bitches.
Bubbles and biscuits.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.